Hey everyone, welcome to NG Weber. This is episode 3, and we're going to talk about error handling today. Sorry, it's been a little bit of time between this episode and the last one. I've been trying to get some stuff ready and get some stuff planned and set up and all that stuff, so it's been a little bit crazy, but hopefully we'll be on a little bit more normal of a schedule from here on out. If you have anything that you'd like to share, or if you'd like to present on NG Weber, please reach out. We're on Twitter at @NG_Weber, or Spectrum is spectrum.chat/NG Weber. So if you'd like to present, please reach out. That'd be great. So we're going to go ahead and get started. If you have any questions and you're watching live, go ahead and add them on the chat, and I'll try and keep an eye on that and answer questions as they come along. So I'm going to go ahead and share the presentation. Like I said before, we're going to talk a little bit about error handling in our Angular applications today. And I know that this sounds a little bit like maybe a basic topic, but I wrote a couple blog posts on this, and it's been by far my most read blog posts. So I think it's something that people want to do a lot. And even though it is kind of basic, it's really important and something that people really want to know how to do. So hopefully that's something that will help you and that you'll learn something from it. My name is Preston Lam. For those of you who don't know me, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at plamweb and on GitHub at pjlam12. And then my website is prestonlam.com. So you can contact me on any of those platforms if you have any questions or if you'd like to reach out. So today I have just a few things here that I want to cover. The first is talk a little bit about HTTP errors and how we can handle those and the tools that Angular gives us to handle those. The next one is just kind of general application errors and what we can do to handle those errors. Going to talk a little bit about how we can display errors to the user, and then how we can report them and where we can report them to. So we're going to talk about those four things. Like I mentioned before, I've written a few blog posts on these topics. So if you'd like to read more about them, go ahead and go on over to one of these two links right here, and you can read the full blog post on them. And at the end of this presentation, I'll also link to the slides, and you can go back through these slides and get a little bit more info there as well. All right, so HTTP errors. One of the best ways to be able to catch HTTP errors when they happen in your application are with HTTP interceptors, and that has been available in Angular since version 4.3. It allows you to see every outgoing and incoming request. So before the request leaves your Angular application and goes to whatever backend that you're using, and then on the way back in from that server, and before it gets back to wherever it was called from. You can attach tokens and stuff like that on the way out, like a bearer token for authentication or other headers if you need to. And then on the way back, you can wait and handle errors if they occur. And you can do stuff like if an error occurs, you can catch it and then retry the request, or maybe there are certain times where you want to just ignore an error and continue on, but you can handle that on the way back. And then you can also, and you should also probably catch the error from wherever you called that, you made that call from as well. And so we'll go over that a little bit in just a minute. So the first example here that I want to show is on the way back in. So I'm only going to cover handling errors. I'm not going to talk about how you would attach a bearer token, but we use the RxJS operator tap, and then we handle the error. And so you can see here, let me get my pointer here. All right, so right here, this is the response that comes back if there is no error. And so you might want to do something with this incoming information right there. But that's the first argument for the tap operator here. And then the second one is this error handler. And in there is an instance of HTTP error response. And in this case, all I'm doing with this error is logging it to the console with console.error. And then I'm using a custom toaster service that I inject right up here. But I have this custom toaster service where we log the message, error.message if it's there, or just a general message. And then we set the level and if the user can dismiss it, and then we return the error. And returning this error is important so that, well, first I think that it's required, but it also makes sure that the error continues on to whoever called this, whatever component or service called this function, it'll return that error back onto them. So that's the first option that you can do to handle errors. The next one is you can use a different RxJS operator, and it's this catch error. And it's basically the exact same thing that we saw in the last one. But what I found is if you do this and you catch the error here, then in, let's say I call this from like a contact list component, and I call a service that gets the contacts, and an error occurs, and I catch the error here, and then I return that of error. The contact list component, if we're like, let's, if we're showing a loader, for example, while the information loads, and on error, we want to hide that loader and show an error message. Well, the error never makes it all the way back to that component. And so I haven't used this one. I like the other one better because, like I said, I wasn't able to get the error to return back to the component and turn off loaders and show error messages. You could use both of these if you want. You could combine the, you could use the tap operator here, and then right underneath it, you could put the catch error. I don't know a situation when you would want to, but I just thought I'd point it out that you could if you would like to. All right, so that pretty much covers HTTP errors and a couple of different ways that I have used to catch and handle those errors. Now we're going to talk about the error handler that's in the Angular core package. And this allows you to handle errors that happen in your application on your own. All the application errors will go to this new custom error handler that you have, and you can do whatever you'd like with the error at that point. This is more like, this isn't the HTTP errors. Like those won't show up here. This would be more like, if you tried to access an attribute of an undefined object or something like that. In your error handler service, you implement, error handler, and it requires you to, have a handle error method. And so in this example, console.error, that error, right there. So it shows up in the browser console. And then again, we use a custom alert toaster service, and we use the injector to get that. And then we can add an alert to the list. And then we return. And we don't have to do this toaster part, but that's one option that you could do. But you just, all you have to know for this is that you have to include this handle error function right there. So that one's pretty simple. It's pretty quick. Maybe a lot of times you don't necessarily need that one unless you need to show a message to your users if one of those application errors occurs, if you want to report them. And so we'll talk about reporting in a minute, but right now we're going to talk a little bit about how you can display those errors to your end user. So one option would be like to toast errors to your end user, allow you to put a timeout on it or to dismiss the error. And then there's libraries out there that allow you to do this, or you can write your own. So this is a basic service right here. I called it Alert Toaster Service. And then internally we have an alerts list. And in this case, I was using Bootstrap. So I put in some information kind of that Bootstrap uses on an interface or a class here. And then we have a subject that you can subscribe to in where you're going to display them. And then to start, when the application starts up, we initialize it with an empty array. And then when we want to add an alert to the list, we push it to the alerts list and then emit that value. And then the same thing when you want to remove an alert from the list. So it's pretty simple, nothing too crazy there. And then in the component that will display those errors, here you would subscribe to that subject in the ng on init, and then when an alert closes, which Bootstrap's alerts component, when it closes, it emits an event, and so you can call this function from that toaster service to remove the alert from the list, and then it gets removed properly. So it's pretty simple. And then in the HTML, we just loop over those alerts and output the information. So that was pretty simple. It's nothing too crazy. I've done that a couple times now. And so if you have any questions, you want to implement a service like that, please reach out to me. I'd love to help. The last one is reporting errors. So you could maybe report them to Sentry, or maybe you want to report them back to your server. And they can be logged there, or maybe there's another third-party app that you want to report them to. And so you can use these error handlers to do that. So we're going to go back to our error handler service that we talked about before. Originally, we were just simply console.error, and that was it. I think we did toast it, but basically we were just console.error. But like I said there, we implement error handler, so we need this handle error here. But as an example, maybe you want to use Sentry. In the constructor, you can set up Sentry, and then down in this handle error, when the error occurs, you can use the functions that Sentry uses, like capture exception, to capture this error, and then it would report it to Sentry. Or maybe you make an HTTP call here in the handle error function to send that error back to your server, and then you could write that error out to a file or whatever it may be, so that you can view those errors later on. And so, like I said, pretty simple to do that. Angular has made it, you know, really easy to handle those errors on your own. And then also, you know, if you don't care about handling them, they also have a pretty good default error handler included. So let's go look at a couple examples here. So basically what we have here is a fake API service that is going to make a call to this localhost server that I know isn't there, because I just want it to produce an HTTP error. And so we have just our normal error handler service that we talked about, where you could capture the error and send it to Sentry. And then we have the interceptor, where we can tap into the request and handle the error, or we can catch the error. So first we're going to copy or comment out this part, and we're not going to do that at first. And then we're going to come to the app component, and we'll put in the error handler here too. And we'll open up the console over here. Okay, so if I click on this button, it's going to call that that API service, and we expect an error to happen. So if I click it, you can see here that it came into the tap function, it console.errored, console.logged the error, and then added an alert to the message. And it had an error.message value there, so that's what it put out there. And then in the alert toaster component here, we put the index, and so that's where the zero comes from. But we put we output the error, and that's just what came back from it. So that's the tap function right there. And then if we comment that out and we use this one here, we'll see that it's going to be the same thing. But you'll notice here that there's only one error that console.logged, and that's right here. And so over here in the component, we didn't we didn't have any errors pop up. I'll just get rid of this part so we can see it a little bit easier. But if we have no errors, then just one is logged to the console and that unknown error. But if I come back again and use the tap, we create it, we get two logs here. And that's because we log it once here. We use console.error here in this service, and then we use it over here. So if you need to handle the error also in this component, then you need to use the tap. And I talked about that before. And then let's get rid of this. There we go. And then we're going to look at the error handler here. And it's basically going to do the same thing. This button, if I come to my app component, call the error function. So we're going to come right here and we're just throwing an error, manually throwing an error when we click this button. So you can see we click it and it comes to this error handler service and it console.error right here. So we can see that error and then we toast the message. And so pretty simple right there. And then again, like I mentioned before, we could use Sentry to capture that error there. So that's pretty much all we have on the demo. Go ahead and finish this up. So that's all I have for today. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but if you'd like to get involved with ngWeber, please reach out on Spectrum at spectrum.chat/ngWeber or at ng_Weber on Twitter. We'd love to have you participate in some way. If you want to get into presenting at conferences or meetups or whatever, this is a pretty easy way, pretty laid back, like you saw with the technical difficulties we had in the middle of this show. It's pretty, low stakes, but you're more than welcome to present here on ngWeber. So if you'd like to, please reach out. I'd be happy to have anyone on that would like to. If you'd like to know more about error handling, you can go visit these links. I put these first two here, pjlc.dev/global errors and pjlc.dev/http-interceptors. And those are links to blog posts that I've written on this topic. You can go check those out and read them and get a little bit more information. Or if you want to see the slides, pjlc.dev/ngWeber/error handling. And then again, if you'd like to reach out to me, you can find me on Twitter at plamweb or on GitHub at pjlam12. Let me hurry and go see if we had any questions come up. Doesn't look like we did. If you have any questions, if you'd like to participate, if you'd like to present on ngWeber, please reach out. We'd love to hear from you. But thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for participating. And we will tweet out the link for the next episode we're going to do. Hopefully it's not quite as long in between episodes. Like I said at the beginning, I've just been really busy getting a few things set up for this. Also, just launched today a website for the meetup, ngweber.dev. If you want to go check it out, right now there's not really anything on there, but hoping to put some announcements on there and keep people up to date through that as well. So hopefully, there's no reason why anybody wouldn't know about a particular meetup or episode we're going to do. We're going to put everything we can on as many platforms as we can and get people involved through that. So if you have anything that you'd like to help with or anything with the website as well, reach out to me for that as well. Thanks, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.